Item 10, from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation and Culture, presenting an informational report on strategic planning efforts. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Dr. Angela, I'm sorry, your last name just escaped me. I've got it right in front of me. Alan, from our University Extension, has joined Ms. Schlesser at the table.
Yes, good morning, Chairman, good Supervisors. Morning.
Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. One of the early projects that John wanted to get us working on is an updated five-year strategic plan. We had had a very dynamic, active plan up through 2011, and now with John on board, we are just making sure that we have that roadmap, that direction of where we're going to be in 5 years. So we looked around aggressively to help find a facilitator to kind of help us guide, to help guide us through this process. I think sometimes we're so close to the process that we don't give ourselves the opportunity to look out, and we get kind of bogged down in the details. So having a facilitator help us through this process is really important, and we were so fortunate to have Ms. Allen introduced to us, and she has agreed and has just been an amazing partner with us starting this process. So we just wanted to take you through what the process is, our timeline, our staff and community involvement efforts in this process, keeping you up to date, and I would like to turn it over to Angie to do that.
Dr. Allen?
Sure, I have some handouts for you. I'll wait till they come around.
One, two, three.
Oh.
The first page, what you'll find is the approach that UW Extension has been using for the last decade or so, where several of us who are county educators who work in community and economic development did something of a meta-analysis of the best strategic planning approaches that were out there, because that's one of our primary services that we do in our program area for community and economic development. And we found that the Bryson approach was the most comprehensive strategic planning process approach to use for different organizations, particularly local government organizations and departments. So we've been using that, and it gives a great overview of many of the elements that can be adapted for each department that approaches and uses this process. So where we're at now, it's numbered, and we're at mission, vision, and values right now, number 3. We're about 90% done with that process and heading into the internal environment and external environment stakeholder analysis, as well as an overview of strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and challenges for the department. So it's a 10-step process total, and as you look at the different elements that comprise the environmental scan analysis, you'll see some of the elements that we're working with the leadership teams across the department to consider what would be most relevant for the five-year strategic plan. We are working with a very diverse, very dynamic, and very engaged strategic planning team of different folks from across the department. They are the champion team for the process, and then we are also working with the senior management and senior leadership teams. So going into the timeline, we're about midway through the first page talking to you today, and we are integrating this work. It's organized across meetings of the different management team groups, the strategic planning team, the senior management team, the leadership team. The internal administration team that's listed on the timeline is myself, Director Dargle, and Ms. Schlosser, as well as his executive assistant. And we're also going to be working in partnership with the newly hired Director for Strategic Planning for the county, Roberta Drews. So we're having conversation about this as we go and integrating this into, you'll see in January, mid-January, the entire staff will be meeting for the department. By then, we will have gotten to the point of having just about an overview of right up to the stakeholder analysis and the SWOC, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and challenges, and heading into strategic issue identification for the five-year plan. So we'll be about midway that quickly. And as you go into the second page, when we head into March, that is when the public information and outreach part of the process happens. We'll be doing a survey to the stakeholders that we've identified as most significant, including probably the friends groups and other stakeholders that have been most relevant to the department recently, and also having listening public listening forums. After that, heading into April, we'll be all things going as planned and anticipated, even with flexibility. We should be ready with a final report right on time for budget preparations at the end of May. So the full schedule is there for you and adapted to that cycle. And you'll see that in March we'll be coming back before the board to have an informational meeting about where our process is.
Questions by committee of Dr. Allen? Supervisor Alexander?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't think I've seen Ms. Schlosser beam with such pride in a long time. this looks like a very thorough and well thought out plan. Thank you. My only comment would be looking towards your March timeline, it looks like we'll have an informational on March 11th, and then the following week will be public information and outreach. I hope that we will be alerted here at the board of the dates, times, and locations for public outreach before that informational meeting, because sometimes it takes us a little bit longer than simply that week to disseminate information to the community.
Correct.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Further questions? My. You seem to have covered the ground very thoroughly. If there are no further questions. Oh, Supervisor Borkowski, I'm sorry.
Well, no. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Very impressive. And I'm going to move that we receive and place this on file because our colleagues need to see this.
Yeah.
This is impressive. Thank you.
The motion is to receive and place on file. Is there a discussion of the motion? If there is none, please call the roll.
Supervisors Rainey.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Staskunas. Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are seven ayes. The motion to receive and place on file, item 10, is approved.
And it shall be forwarded to our colleagues.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 11, please.